Live from our KGGF studios here in the downtown area of Coffeyville. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us. 75 degrees outside here at about 15 after the 8 o'clock hour. Many Tuesdays we're joined here in studio by the Independence Chamber of Commerce. As we are here this morning, it's Director Lisa Wilson. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Always glad to have you here in studio with us, speaking on behalf of any dates to maybe jot down on the calendar. Other news coming out of the chamber as well from the City of Independence, but real quick, how's the last week or so been? I know we had our summer celebration here in Coffeyville. Were you able to come down, find another excuse for some fireworks, or were you busy over the weekend?
I was not. My family came in town because we had a golf tournament.
That's
right. The chamber had their annual Chamber Classic, so I was up at 4:30 that morning, and we had a great tournament, so I wasn't able. I could have probably driven to Coffeyville and enjoyed that evening, but I was worn
out.
Exhausted. So
It was great. It was a long, fun day. Perfect weather. Fantastic fireworks show, and really just a great production. I mean, big shout out as well because they gave me a little sneak preview of the fireworks and how they set them up. And I mean, I thought I was a pyro, and those guys are nuts. They were crazy. So it was a great show. Fantastic. Well, I'm glad to hear that your guys' tournament went well. Though, was that up at Independence Country Club?
Had a really good time, and we had 23 teams, and it was a success. In fact, we even had some teams from Coffeyville, so it's always fun.
Great. Well, yeah, I always like to see when the folks, you know, spread out a little bit, whether from Independence coming down here to do some events or vice versa and around the county as well. So, again, speaking with Independence Chamber Director Lisa Wilson here this morning, we always kick it off here with some nice reminders about recycling today, but it looks like Tuesday, we've got quite a bit going on today.
We do. So it is recycling every Tuesday at the Sanitation Yard at 21st and Maple from 11 to 1, and always the first Saturday of every month from 8 to noon. I will also put it out there that we take volunteers at the Recycling Center on those Saturday events. So if you're someone who would like to volunteer, please call the Chamber office at 331-1890. And once you get your recycling taken care of, I need to visit with the young professionals. So I'm going to talk about an event today that actually, if you're not signed up, you're not going to be able to go because they've cut off reservations. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the young professionals. Today at the noon hour, 11:45 to 1, is the YPI Summer Speaker Series, and that's for the Young Professionals of Independence. And this particular one is all about personal development. You know, I look at the young professionals and I think there's opportunities for professional development, for personal development, for just fun family networking opportunities and things like that. And this one is more personal development. It's called Financing Just for You. And there's going to be information from Community National Bank provided around the purchase of homes or refinancing a home, talking about fixed rates, maybe some low or no money down options. Buying a home is incredibly overwhelming. And I think sometimes as young people, they don't even know where to begin. You know, they take advice from their family or maybe their friends who have done it. But this is an opportunity to get in front of some financial advisors that can give you some really good information, break it down, help you understand it. And it is an opportunity for some personal development. So that's today for those who have already signed up. But I wanted to mention that because as a member of YPI, you have opportunities to do a lot of things. And later on this week on Thursday, there's going to be Network and Chill at Uncle Jack's. And this is an opportunity to do some networking. This is more professional development. While it sounds like a great time to, you know, eat dinner and hang out and chat with friends, it's also a way to network. You meet other young professionals, and that other professional might say, oh, you should meet my boss, or you should meet my next door neighbor. He could really, you know, benefit from that partnership. So it's an opportunity to really do some professional development at these Network and Chill sessions, and then save the date because there's always fun with YPI. And in August, which will be here before we know it, on a Friday evening, August the 16th, they will have their second annual night golf tournament. And that's actually open to all young professionals and the community as well. So you don't have to be a member of Young Professionals to join in. But I went last year. It's a lot of fun. So mark that day on your calendar, Friday, August the 16th. Network and Chill, which is this Thursday, July 18th. And you can grab an application when you go into Uncle Jack's. You don't have to pay to join that evening. You can pay later on. You can just fill out your application and be a part of Young Professionals.
Absolutely. Well, we kind of go back to the one that's coming up tonight, actually. You had mentioned the personal side of things, and it's not necessarily discredit. Well, I guess it could be, depending on what way you look at it. But, you know, the general education that you get, the public education, they don't necessarily teach those types of things as a requirement. Financing a house, calculating taxes, getting loans, things like that. You know, it's not necessarily, I'm sure you can find a course or a different elective, but it's not a required class to get through. So, again, it's a great opportunity to really get a lot of knowledge maybe that you passed over, especially if you are, you know, like me, very young. I just had to do my first car loan, had no idea what I was doing going in there. Thankfully, I had somebody that was on my team instead of trying to take advantage of me, but it's better to know and to have the knowledge as well as just the education behind it. So, again, great opportunity the young professionals there. And then tonight's, of course, as we have every Tuesday through the summer, some good little bit of entertainment out at the park.
It is an evening of entertainment as Mid-Continent Band plays for their weekly concert in the park at the Park Band Shell at 8:00 in the evening. They have a great lineup of music prepared for this evening. So it's always a fun time. I was thinking about this on the way over and thought, what a great opportunity to, you know, get out and maybe eat dinner and then go out and then enjoy the Mid-Continent Band. And then afterwards, maybe you zip over to Dairy Queen, grab some ice cream, come back to the fountain. It's dark, and enjoy the beauty of the fountain after dark because it's lighted and it's very pretty. And you know, you can hear the carousel running in the background at Mid-Continent Band. And, you know, or maybe you don't want to cook dinner. Maybe you just want to go grab pizza and bring it out to the park. There's lots of places to have picnics, and it's just a great opportunity for some free fun in the summer. So lots of fun family things going on in town. So 8:00 tonight is Mid-Continent Band, and then mark your calendar for July 30th because it's family night, and that again will be a great night to grab some pizza, come out. And the theme that evening will be the Great American Road Trip, so music centered around that theme. The Chamber will be there doing face painting. We'll have popsicles. Of course, it's going to be hot, and glow bracelets, and just a fun evening of family time on July the 30th.
Great. Well, it sounds just kind of like the setting of a movie, you know, the camera with the beautiful sunset. Hopefully Mother Nature hangs on for us, but the carousel in the background, kids running, and a beautiful evening at the park with the band. So, again, great opportunity to get out and enjoy some nature, enjoy as well as some good entertainment there at the band shell. And then I know coming up this weekend, you had mentioned the Young Professionals is on Thursday as well, but also on Thursday and Fridays throughout the summer, you guys have got family nights.
We do. Again, there's all kinds of opportunities in our community to get together at no cost or low cost family functions. So Riverside Park Aquatic Beach, they have family night at the pool every Thursday and Friday evenings. So people can get off work, you can run home, you can eat, and then you can grab the entire family, head to the aquatic center for just a couple of hours of, you know, family time for only $5. So that's crazy affordable for a fun evening of, you know, an evening swim. So you could make it a Thursday night, and then obviously you got to go to work the next day, or you could save it and do it on Friday evening as you kick off the weekend. But again, it's always family night on Thursday and Friday evenings from 5 to 7 at the Aquatic Center for only $5. And then this Friday will be another opportunity to enjoy some family time downtown. It's All Wheels Night in Cruisin' Indy. It's always the third Friday of the summer months. So that would be this Friday, the 19th at 6:00 in the evening in the 200 block of downtown. Terry Scott at the American Soda Fountain. Huge shout out to him. He coordinates the entire event. He lines up a band. Caddy Wampus will be playing on Friday evening. He has free giveaways. I say this every time. Don't cook dinner. Come downtown for a walking taco and a drink for the low price of $5 at the American Soda Fountain. Walk inside the soda fountain and realize that that is a hidden treasure in Independence. There aren't many soda fountains left, and we have one of them. So check that out as well. Bring the kids in, take some pictures. It's fun. And then hang around because at 8:00, all of those shined up wheels, and whether it's four wheels or if it's two wheels, we'll pull out for an old-fashioned cruise at 8 o'clock.
Very neat. Yeah, I've always appreciated the amount that goes on downtown up there in Independence. You're right, the soda fountain is a great little gem that you certainly have to at least go to a few times, and then I'm sure once you go to it once, you're going to end up going there a handful more of times. So again, that is this coming up this weekend, Friday night it is. And then Saturday, very, very busy as well. I know we talked about this last week. I was interested in it as well. Again, very briefly, I love the transition from coach to coach here and how immediate it really is on how they're quickly turning it around. Community events. Now we see the football team getting involved, and the ICC, they're putting on a football clinic this weekend.
I know they are. They are under such great direction with Kiyoshi Harris, their new head football coach, an amazing man. He's getting these kids all involved in the community. They will be offering a free football clinic this weekend on Saturday. You register at 8. The clinic starts at 9. It's wrapped up by around 11. You can pre-register by calling Brittany at the college. You can call this number, 816-785-7125. If you didn't catch that, you can call the chamber and I'll give you the information. But it's a great way for kids to get an opportunity to get some football skills if they're needing, some skills getting ready for, whether it's their recreation football they're playing or if it's middle school or high school football, because it's open to all ages. It's also a way for them to meet and get in front of all these great junior college players that could potentially go off and do really great things. So what an opportunity for the youth of Independence to get to meet these kids kind of face to face and then be able to watch them on the field in, another 30 days as they kick off their football season.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and just kind of surrounding yourself as a kid with others that are either on that level, playing at ICC or in high school or whichever, it's kind of inspiring. It's kind of a little inspiration for them to look into the future and say, maybe I can be here as well and flex their skills as well. As I'll always say this, as many camps and as things, you can have a lot of talent playing on your driveway. But man, if you expose yourself out to these coaches and you can really show and show that you're willing to work and improve, then they're going to sit down. And it sounds like Kiyoshi Harris is a great individual, has a lot of time for the youth, and is really willing to coach as well. So I'm excited to see what kind of change and transition that the new head coach will bring to the football team.
Yeah, and it's free too. Yeah. Sam, clinics and camps are expensive.
Especially for sports.
Yes, and if you've got two girls or two boys or three or four, it all adds up. And this is a great way to take advantage of a free opportunity to get some good football skills.
Yeah, especially, you got three boys, man, that's a lot of money for three guys playing football. So
it is.
easy opportunity. And then that night, it looks like Martin Metzger is throwing a little concert going on.
Yes. So the museum is always having fun things happening, trying to drive, attendance into the museum so that people really see how amazing it is. It's three floors of 22 rooms full of all kinds of great history. And on this weekend, on Saturday evening, there's going to be a musical concert. Martin Metzger is going to be playing. He's a guitarist and a songwriter. He's played at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville. He's played in Daytona Beach, Florida. And he's now in this area. He's going to be performing that night. It's a dinner and show, so you can call the museum and you can get some more information about tickets and just be a part of this great concert that is Saturday night, starts at 6 o'clock at the Independence Historical Museum. Again, that would be Martin Metzger, and I've heard him. He performed for our Rotary Club, and very talented, so
absolutely.
I'm sure he's going to put on a great show.
Absolutely. And again, you'd be surprised with the local talent around town, so you don't want to miss out on that here. As real quick now, we kind of shift our focus over to next Monday. Looks like next week, some stuff going on in the morning over at Annie Mae's as well through the afternoon. Big shout out for 100th birthday as well.
I know. So yes, it is. And I want to give a big shout out to my entrepreneur friend, Joanne Smith, who has recently purchased Southeast Kansas Living. She's an amazing entrepreneur, and she's connected with ICC Fab Labs Women for Women program, and they are piloting these weekly coffees at Annie Mae's, and they are every Monday. Three Mondays of the month, they'll meet at Annie Mae's, and then there'll be one Monday that they will host a women-owned business. So you can watch your email if you sign up for that, or the Chamber Flashes. You can also go on FabLab ICC's Facebook page. You can go to their website. It's fablabicc.org. And this Women for Women, this event is a program providing education and support and networking resources that help lower the barriers to entrepreneurship for women. And you don't even have to be employed. You don't have to be an entrepreneur. You can just be a woman excited about being empowered by other women, sharing ideas, inspiration, meeting new people. You know, you might be somebody who has a really great idea and thinks, wow, I don't even know how I would ever do this. And there you are at Annie Mae's having coffee, and you happen to mention it to the lady next to you, and she's like, oh, wow, what an idea.
Absolutely.
And I can help you make that happen. You know, just being at the right place at the right time. And I'm really finding independence has really embraced entrepreneurship. So some cool things are happening in town. Lots of small businesses are opening up. People are taking risks and stepping out of their comfort zone and really making things happen. So,
you know what I've learned too is really kind of expanding your thoughts and going out. You have no idea who you are talking to or who you are interacting with, and whether it may be they're the other half to the key of this perfect idea, or maybe financially or something where they really support you and get behind it. Those are the differences. Those are when the businesses not necessarily take off and to be something special, but to be something that is a difference maker. You know, if you have a good idea, you should explain that to others and maybe expand on it. And if the idea fizzles out, come up with a new one. Then that's where it's at. But again, sometimes it is that one key to making a huge, huge difference. Maybe it's financially. Maybe it's the other idea that you need. But you don't know who you're talking to. You know, they could really, really like the idea that you have and support you, or vice versa. So great opportunity.
And this is an opportunity for women to embrace other women, you know, in that entrepreneurial spirit. So ladies, mark your calendars for every Monday during the summer months, 7:30 in the morning. Grab your coffee at Annie Mae's. There's no reservation necessary. Just get up, get there, and have coffee and conversation. It's going to be a great time. So July 22nd, that will be the next one.
Great stuff. And then real quick, just a big shout out for celebrating 100th birthday. And then at the end of the month, we'll just kind of do the save the date. I know there's a lot on the 27th there as we get past the bottom of the hour here, and then also the 4-H fair. But real quick, the shout out, and then let's put some dates down on the calendar for us.
I will do that. I'm going to shout out to my friend Phil Schrader. We've gone to church for years and years. He is celebrating 100 years. And he is definitely worth celebrating. He's a veteran. He's an amazing man. He's given to our community. And it's our turn to step up and honor him. He now lives at Country Place Senior Living, which is at 2120 North 13th Street. That is right across the street from Jefferson School. It's easy to get to. They are having cake and punch, and to just honor this amazing man who, you know, is turning 100. So I just encourage everyone to, you know, mark it on your calendar, make some time to stop by and see Mr. Schrader, wish him a happy birthday, drop off a card if you're not able to make it on that day, and help make him feel special, because he is. So happy birthday
100,
to him.
Though. I know. I mean, that's awesome.
Awesome. So, and then you talked about later in the month, we'll give you some save the dates. So the 24th through the 29th will be the 98th annual Montgomery County 4-H Fair. And I'm not going to be here next week, but I'm hoping that maybe I can get Katie Townsend from the 4-H group to come and talk about the fair. So hopefully she'll be able to share some, if she can work that in her schedule, she can tell you all about the 4-H fair. Then we also have on the 27th an incredible sidewalk sale. It's a day full of all things incredible. The sale will start at 7:30 in the morning, last through the day, catch all of the bargains in downtown Independence. There will be a golf tournament out at Independence Country Club supporting ICC, and it's the Don Harris Memorial Golf Tournament. You can get signed up for that. It will also be Helmets and Heels Football 101 for Women, helping women understand more about the game of football in preparation for the fall season. And then that evening, another incredible night. It will be Disney Pixar's showing of Incredibles 2, sponsored by Independence Animal Hospital and Atmos Energy. That will be Saturday the 27th. Pre-show activities will start at 8. We're going to have Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl, and we're going to have the incredible ICC football team down there. Lots of fun things are going to happen that night. So Saturday night, 8 o'clock, movie will start at 9. Great, another great family fun event, completely and totally free.
Busy, busy Saturday this weekend and next weekend, and we'll have more details on next weekend as well as the surrounding days as well from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. It is Director Lisa Wilson. Lisa, thanks so much. We'll check in with you next week.
Thank you.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.